Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. End-of-life care decisions are not easy. They get even harder when you have to make decisions for a loved one who did not express his or her wishes in advance. Some people become too sick to tell family members how much treatment they want, while others leave no instructions for caregivers. Thankfully, there's an easy way to make sure your family or caregiver isn't faced with the emotional decisions about end-of-life care without your input. Advance directives are legal documents that outline the kind of end-of-life care you desire in case you can't make those decisions on your own or can't communicate them. They are a way to express your wishes to family, friends, and healthcare professionals, and how to avoid confusion later on. Any adult can have an advance directive, whether they're 18 or 80. They come in two main forms. The first one establishes a healthcare power of attorney, someone you designate to make healthcare decisions for you if you cannot speak for yourself. It allows that person to make any healthcare-related decisions when the patient can no longer do so. The other type of advance directive is a living will. A living will allows you to outline the kind of medical treatments you do or do not wish to have if you're too sick or injured to communicate those wishes yourself. For example, many people include instructions about dialysis and breathing machines, tube feeding, heart resuscitation, and organ donation. You can always revoke or change an advance directive if you change your mind about the care you wish to receive. But they're a great way to ensure that your end-of-life care decisions are carried out. Health in a Heartbeat is produced by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. Our medical advisors include University of Florida College of Medicine faculty members who provide the latest information in health research and patient care. Visit us at heartbeatradio.org.